بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یہ کلام جو میں آپ حضرات کو سنانے جا رہا ہوں، یہ کلام شیخی و سندی و مرشدی و مولائی حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نام اللہ فوزہم علینا، ان کا کلام ہے.
رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں.
اور ہماری آہ کیا ہے؟
پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد،
کریں گے کیا ہم؟
کہیں کہ صلی علی جم جائے، کہیں کہ صلی علی جم جائے، جب حضور کا عالم عطا ہو، جب حضور کا عالم عطا ہو، ان کو افسانہ اے غم سنائے، ان کو افسانہ اے غم سنائے.
اور ہر ایک کی چاہت کیا ہوگی بھائی؟
اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں، چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں.
اور دعا کیا ہوگی ہماری وہاں؟
مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب.
اور کریں گے کیا بھائی؟
تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے
یعنی اللہ کا مجنوں
سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر
ڈھونڈتے کیا ہیں
اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے
اور ایک سنن وغیرہ اجازت ہو بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یہ بھی میرے شیخ دام برکاتہم کا کلام ہے اور جو موضوع ہوا ہے ذوالحجہ 1414 ہجری میں ذوالحجہ 1414 ہجری میں اور کراچی شہر میں اس کا مضمون ہے رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو
سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو
آمین تقریباً تمام اشعار جو ہے دعا کی شکل میں ہے ذرا آمین کہتے رہیے اپنے دل کی گہرائیوں سے
میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو، پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو، ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو، ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو، دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو، دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو، ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو، ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو، یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو، یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو، بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو، بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو، جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو، جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو، اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے، اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے، بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرم سار ہو، بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرم سار ہو، یا رب کرم یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید، یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید، رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو، رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو۔
اگلے شعر میں حضرت والا نے عظیم الشان درس دیا ہے،
آسی اگر ہو متقی، آسی اگر ہو متقی کر کے گناہ سے، آسی اگر ہو متقی کر کے گناہ سے،
انعام کیا ملے گا؟
پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو، پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو، یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اس اختر کا ہر نفس، یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اس اختر کا ہر نفس، توفیق ایسی آپ کی لیل و نہار ہو، توفیق ایسی آپ کی لیل و نہار ہو۔
اللہ تعالی حضرت والا کی دعا کو میرے اور آپ تمام کے حق میں دعائیں مقبول بنا دے، آمین یا رب العالمین۔
الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدن المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا۔ أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's great ihsan and fazl that most of you saw Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Qiyumud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum very recently in our town, in our city. And whoever glanced at him or saw him or sat in his majlis, only if that person had, as I always say, sinuses clogged. If his sinuses were open, he had aqeedat azmat, then he would have smelled the fragrance of wilayat in his company. So his poetry will also have that fragrance, because it is from the heart of a wali of Allah Ta'ala. It's not like our poetry which is from our mouths and tongues. And then their poetry is not in the love of some beauty of this world, of material things. It's not like the Layla Majnu Qissas that we have in the poetry of the poets of our time. Their poetry is Marifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, Sajde me sar ho, chashma bhi yun ashk bar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho. Oh my beloved Allah, I must be in sajda. Tears must flow from my eyes. Tears must flow from my eyes, like how the rivers flow. And then the waterfall of your rahmat must be falling over my head. Just picture that scene. A person is in sajda. He's before his Allah. Tears are rolling down his cheek, thinking of the sins that he has committed in his life. And on the other side, thinking of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he is so merciful and forgiving, that if a person sheds tears of repentance, Allah ta'ala is willing to forgive. So he says, this abshar of rahmat, the waterfall of rahmat must be falling over my head. Wow. And the rivers of nadamat and shame must be flowing from my eyes in sajda. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. Over this nafs of mine, the fire of shahwat must not become dominant. The fire of passions must not become dominant over my nafs. Passions Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, and for all passions there is a place for fulfillment according to sharia, according to the hukam of Allah ta'ala. But those passions must not become so dominant that the person begins indulging in haram. So he says, Ya Allah, I must lead a life of purity in this world. There must be a balance in my life. The passions must not overpower me. I must subject my passions to the Quran and the Sharia and the Sunnah. Whatever passions Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is happy and willing that I should fulfill, whatever desire I should fulfill, then I go ahead with that. In other words, my gaze will always be at my Rabbah. Again, that beautiful example that the little child was given a toffee by Hazrat at the madrasa, and the child refused to take it and turned his face towards the father, a little child of 1.5-2 years of age. So the father said, take it. So the child took the toffee. Now that to us is just one of those ordinary things that happens in everyday life. But the Ahlullah and the Arifs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the true Walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they take lessons from everything. There's Ibrat in everything. So when the child turns its face away and the father said, take it, and the child took it, so Hazrat said, is bachche ne aaj hume ek bahut bada sabak diya. And that sabak is this, that lesson is this, that because I was a stranger to the child, so the child refused to accept from me that sweet and toffee. But when the father said, take it, then the child took it. So in the same way, just as this child first looked at its Abba, ہم پہلے اپنے ربا کو دیکھیں. Is my Rabba happy and pleased with me that I take this toffee or not? Those beauties that we see, those are the toffees that are scattered all over. Now we must first look at our Rabba and ask our Rabba permission. If he says that that toffee is permissible for you, then you take. If he says that you can watch the ocean, the beautiful waves of the ocean, then that's a beautiful toffee, you can take it. If he says that you can watch the jungles, the forests, the beautiful animals in the parks, if he says that you can see the beautiful mountains, you can see the Kaaba Sharif, you can see the Rauza Mubarak, you can see the Quran Sharif, you can see the face of your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your child, then we will accept those toffees. But the toffees that Allah Ta'ala says that you must reject, our Rabbah says that we must reject it, so then no matter how delicious, no matter how sweet, no matter how exciting, and no matter how beautifully wrapped it may be in the packaging, no matter what decoration there is on it, but we will reject it because our Rabbah is displeased with it. If we only take this lesson, it is sufficient. No matter how beautiful the packaging. We are not going to look at the packaging, we are going to look at what is the hukam of my Allah. If the packaging is not so beautiful, but if Rabbah is happy, then we will be happy with that sweet and that toffee. In other words, if the person's wife is not very pretty, but the Rabbah is happy in his, that he has a good relationship with that woman because she is his wife, then we will be satisfied with that wife because it is the happiness of our Rabbah in that. We are not going to look at that beautiful packaging on the street, those toffees that are packaged very beautifully on the streets. We are not going to look at that. So this is what lesson we take from there. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. Don't let passions overpower us. And to say that we just can't control ourselves, it is not true. The person who can pick up his eyes and gaze, then he also has the power to lower his gaze. If the person does not have that power, then he is sick. Then he must look for the nearest optometrist or optician or eye specialist. Go to the nearest eye specialist and have a checkup. Why I cannot lower these flaps of mine? After they open up, they just remain like that. So I'm getting scared because when I look at my face in the mirror, it looks like as if the angel of death has already come because the eyes are remaining open like that. So that's why I want some prescription so that it can perform normal functions. So the person who can pick up his gaze, he can also lower it. A family was watching a television program, whatever it was, but they were together and they were watching it. Now it must have been one of their favorite programs because the whole family was glued to it. Just then, the burglars broke in. They dashed in and they pointed guns at them. Now this is a story related by one of those same family members. He says, Maulana, whatever you say in your bayan, how true it is. Now when they came in with those guns, every one of them froze. They all forgot what they were watching on the TV. At that time, Allah and Hamim la yunsaroon, and everything started. And all this in between what they missed, they were not even bothered about that for the next couple of days now, because of the fright and the fear that got them. So the person who says, I'm addicted, I just can't come out. Now where did that addiction go? When the gun is pointed at the person's head, where does that addiction go? So that shows it is our masti of our nafs. Because if the person was addicted, he should have told them, well, go ahead, you can fire the bullets at my head because I'm addicted to this picture. I'm not going to believe it. How can I turn my gaze away from here? For a whole week I've been following this serial, I'll miss out whether the main actor after that, whether he married that actress or not, or whether he died, I will miss out on that. So you do your job, I'm doing my job, carry on. So why is it that at that moment everybody gets khawf of Allah Ta'ala and they start singing Allah Ta'ala's praises and take His name and read the ayats of the Quran Sharif or scream, and they forgot about what was going on there? So it's a lesson for us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes gives these types of incidents in a person's life so that the person gets up from his slumber. But what happens is after a few days we will go back to the same thing. We just forget. Our nature is such that we have the worst of incidents in our family. We go through experiences which would have brought an inqilab and a change and a revolution in our lives. But after 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, you find the whole family is back again to the same old lifestyle. Very few people really take the lesson and then change the lifestyle. And which family has not been affected directly or indirectly at present? Which family has not been affected by murders, killings, hold-ups, hijackings? None of us can say that our families have not been affected by it, or we haven't been affected. But how much of lessons did we take from there? Did we say after that, well, now that's the end of my evil or the evils in my life? Yes, for many people it is a test of their iman. Allah Ta'ala sometimes wants to take away a little and give them more in return. Or He wants to test them and then give them in the akhirat plentiful. So we must not say that everyone who has been hijacked or held up, then it was azab of Allah Ta'ala on him. We must not become like that parrot. There was one parrot which used to always speak. So the customers used to come into that shop because of that parrot. The beautiful voice of the parrot used to bring the customers into the shop. One day the owner of the shop was outside somewhere. Now because it was a shop where they used to sell ether and perfumes and oil, so this parrot knocked down one bottle of very expensive oil. So when he came inside, he beat it up. It's an example Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives. So he came and gave it a good hiding on its head and made it bald. So now the parrot stopped talking. Now the customers are not coming in. He's trying his best to make the parrot talk, but it won't talk. The customers won't come in. But one day, by chance, one bald-headed person walked in. So when this parrot saw that person, he said, "Oh, I see, you two must have dropped the bottle of oil. And looks like your boss also gave you a good hiding on your head and made you bald." So we must not be like that parrot, that everyone he saw bald, he thought he knocked a bottle of oil down. So it's not an azab for everyone. For some people it is azab, for some people it is a rewarding experience, it is a test of sabr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his companions, they left behind everything in Makkah Sharif. Everything was taken away by the kuffar and mushrikeen. So na'uzubillah, which sin they were committing, that everything was snatched away. But what did Allah Ta'ala then give them? He gave them the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, and the gold and silver flowed into Madinah Sharif so much that in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there used to be piles after that of gold and nobody was interested. So something was taken away and what was given in return? So we must not be like that parrot. But we must look at ourselves. We must consider ourselves as the worst of all sinners. Consider others as much, much better than ourselves. We must not put ourselves in the category of the very pious. You can see the more pious the person, the more he has khawf that I have not been able to do justice to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Those who are really pious, then they do not attribute piety to themselves. The more ibadat they make, the more they humble themselves. So he says, غالب نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. Because this is a fire of passions, as I explained last night in the majlis, that it is a fire. And what can extinguish that fire? It is the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This fire of passion, it is the zikr of Allah ta'ala that can extinguish it, nothing else. If you try anything else, it will make it worse. And all those people who say, no, let me just commit sin one more time, after that I will give it up. Let me make it this zina one more time, after that I will give it up. The more he is doing that, the more deeper the root is going into the ground. No doubt Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with noor. In beautiful examples, what lessons he gave to us. That on the pavement a person planted a thorn tree. Now the thorn tree started growing, so it started causing injury to the people passing. So everyone tells him, remove it, he says, tomorrow. He says, remove it, he says, tomorrow. Until that tree, the roots went deeper and deeper into the ground, and it started growing bigger and bigger. Now the municipality was informed, so they said, you have to remove it, deadline. Otherwise, fine. They came deadline, otherwise a hefty fine. So he said, well, now I have to remove it, what must I do? So he went to remove the tree. But years had gone by, so the roots went deep into the ground. The tree had grown big, and he had gone weak now. Now he went weak, and the tree went strong. Now he decided to uproot it, so he can't do it. The only way now he can do it is he must go and bring one bulldozer. So from this he gives the example, he says that the lesson that he gives is that when you are committing a sin, then there's a lot of enjoyment in that sin. So you say to the nafs, now the nafs is nagging, or because it is a Muslim who has got some khawf of Allah Ta'ala, he's got some dini talim, so now inside now he's, there is a kind of a clash. Nafs al-awwama now, it's making malamat, that what are you doing? Don't you know that you are a student of deen? Don't you know that you are in the tabligh and dawat? Don't you know that you go to khanqa and you make zikr there? So now there's malamat in there. So if you are committing any sin, now there is that malamat in there, so then don't delay, don't hesitate, don't waste time and say tomorrow I will get rid of it. At present my sheikh doesn't know about it. At present my father mother doesn't know about it. At present my neighbors don't know about it. So nobody knows, so let me just carry on. What will happen is that that sin, the roots of that sin will go very deep into the ground, deep into the heart. And then by the time he will decide that now I want to uproot this sin, he will go weak in his resolve, because he's in the habit now, he's become addicted to that sin. The roots have gone deep, so it will become a problem for him now to get rid of it. Now you will have to have a bulldozer, and that bulldozer means a very powerful and a strong sheikh who shakes his livers up, doesn't allow him to get away, ties him up firmly and binds him, and then makes his tarbiyah and tazkiyah, then only it will leave. Otherwise that sin will remain with him till his dying day. So don't delay. We all are human beings, we can make mistakes, we may have slipped up somewhere along the line, we are in the habit of some kind of sin or the other. So now we should not say in tomorrow, we should not say inshallah tomorrow. Why must we say inshallah? If Allah wills, isn't Allah willing that we must give up the sin? So when you tell the person give up the sin, you say inshallah. So what, Allah is not willing that you give it up? You're waiting for Allah Ta'ala to will that you must give it up. Allah Ta'ala has willed long ago that you give it up. That is why he revealed it in the Quran Sharif that this is a sin, you must not go near it. Inshallah, what, you're waiting for Allah to will that? So this inshallah is in the wrong place. Like that person who left from the house, he had money in his pocket and he met somebody on the way, so he says, where are you going? He says, I'm going to the marketplace. For what are you going? He says, I'm going to buy a horse. So they say, inshallah. I say, why must I say inshallah? When I've got money in my pocket, I'm fit, healthy, they're selling horses there. So why must I say inshallah? But then on the way, some pickpocket took the money away. Now he was returning without the horse. So he meets the same person on the way. He says, what happened to that horse that you went to buy? He said, you see, inshallah, I left home with inshallah some money in my pocket. On the way, inshallah, I met you. And then you asked me, inshallah, where I'm going. So I said, inshallah, I'm going to buy a horse. But then, inshallah, one person cut my pockets. So now 100 places, wrong places, he said, inshallah. in 100 wrong places he said inshallah. There he was not prepared to say inshallah in one correct place. So we should not say inshallah. Allah is willing, Allah wants us to give it up. We must ask Allah for tawfiq, go to the Ahlullah, ask them to make dua. We ourselves must cry in the sajda, raise our hands and plead to Allah Ta'ala, beg Him, say, Ya Allah, what a namak haram I am, that I eat the food that You have provided, I use the eyes that You have given, what a precious ni'mat. Ask those people who do not have sight, I use the ears that You have given, this power of speech which You have given, my liver, heart, lungs, every ni'mat has been blessed by You. I use all the same ni'mats for Your displeasure, for Your disobedience. Ya Allah, I'm a namak haram. Forgive me, forgive my sins, and give me the tawfiq of restraining myself. Give me the himmat and give me the courage. Ask Allah for himmat and courage. We ask Allah for so many things, ask Allah Ta'ala for himmat and courage to give up sins. And ask Him to pull us towards Him with the power of jazm. Say, we are very weak, but oh Allah, You are powerful, You are qadir mutlaq, all powerful, almighty, with Your power of jazm make us Yours. Amen. Then see how Allah Ta'ala will open the doors. And then make an effort also in the same direction. When we say that we want to give up that sin, then make the effort in that direction. If it is a pretty face that we have become involved with, then stay away from that. If the person has got the ability to marry, get married. Otherwise, distance yourself from there. Don't write any letters. Don't pick up the phone and speak. Don't even go in that direction where the person stays. Stay far away. Keep your gaze away. Then that is the effort in that direction. One person was proposed. He says, but the marriage was being delayed. So one of my bayans, I said, they don't even telephone. So he says, but Maulana, sometimes the fingers itch to make a phone call. The fingers itch, he said, to press those buttons on the phone call. Wow. So I said, if those fingers are itchy, then sign the register of nikah. With those same fingers, sign the register of nikah. So غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. There should be no thorn of غیر in my heart. Allah, it must be just You in my heart.
Amen.
The heart is for the love of Allah and His Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We have given our heart to everything else but Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we love must be because Allah Ta'ala has said must love. We love our parents because Allah and His Rasul have said we must love our parents. We love our wives, we love our children, we love our businesses. There's nothing wrong with that as long as it does not exceed the love of Allah and His Rasul. So whatever we love, it must be because of the love of Allah and His Rasul. But our story is that we love everything but we don't love Allah Ta'ala. Because we can see that the person does everything against the Sharia, against the Quran Sharia. So it shows that he hasn't got the love dominant of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If he had that love dominant, then he won't follow nafs and shaitan. We are at present making ittiba of our nafs, ittiba of shaitan, and ittiba of hawa, our evil desires. Hawa is evil desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Did you not see that the person who has made his evil desires his God? Now that doesn't mean that he makes us Allahu Akbar front of those evil desires and he makes sajda and ruku. What it means is that those evil desires come in his heart, he straight away wants to go ahead with the fulfillment of those evil desires. He just doesn't put any kind of break. He says that why should I restrain myself? Life is short. So enjoy life. As I always say, that sometimes, because the students have come from Azadul and other places and they may not have heard these things, I always say that Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayhi's Kalam, he says, Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. So we say the same thing. And the disbelievers say the same thing. The fussaq and the fujjar, they say the same thing. All say the same thing. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Woh bhi wahi kehte hai. Fark kuch bhi nahi. Fark ye hai, the difference is this. Is that what we say is that please your Allah and do as much good deeds as you can, because one day you are going to die. Don't go towards evil, stay away from haram, make plenty of tawbah and istighfar, because one day you are going to turn to dust. So that is what we mean when we say, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai, because you do not know how long you are going to live. We do not know when the angel of death is suddenly going to strike our necks, as in the ayat of the Quran Sharif which Qari Sahib recited, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَا. No soul knows what is going to earn tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow is far away. We do not even know next second what's going to happen. A person picks up the phone and he says, Assalamu alaikum, inshallah we will meet tonight and we'll have dinner together. And he keeps the phone, and next minute again you get another call that the person was shot and is gone, or had a heart attack and is gone. So we do not even know that, and on which earth and which ground, where we are going to die. See, that plane was cancelled, the Russian children that were going, the plane got cancelled, or they got delayed, so they were put into a charter plane expecting that now they will go comfortably, and that was the end of it. So we just don't know what's going to happen the next minute. Now, so what we say is that whatever you have to do, do it. We do not have the luxury of time wasting. In the time that Allah Ta'ala has given us, let's do what we can, because we do not know when the angel of death will take our souls away. Now that is what we say. Now what they mean by that is that your life is very short. You are young, you are fit, you are healthy, you got money, you got a flashy car, and you are handsome also, or the woman is pretty also. So now do as much sins as you can. Enjoy your life and commit as much adultery, fornication, whatever you wish to do, do it now, because life is short. One day you're going to die and turn to dust. So before that day comes, enjoy yourself in haram as much as possible. Now, na'uzubillah, that is their style of and way of thinking and looking at that same poetry. So we have to take an x-ray of our own selves. We have to do an introspection and see that are we also looking at it the same way. That let's enjoy ourselves in haram as much as we can, because we don't know whether we will get another day. So if we are also looking at it the same way, then make tawbah straight away. Again, don't say tomorrow, don't say next day, because we do not know whether that next day will come. A person can become wali of Allah Ta'ala immediately. The moment he makes sincere tawbah that I'm not going to return to those sins. All those people that I'm owing money, I will make sure that I pay them. All those people that I hurt and injured and caused harm to, then I will ask them for forgiveness. And my namaz, roza, zakat, whatever is qaza, I will start fulfilling. He makes sincere tawbah. Straight away he's a wali. But now he must work in that direction. Then it will be a sign, or it will be a proof that the person was genuine in his tawbah. But if the person says that I want to get to Johannesburg, and it's a very, very important meeting there and function there, and I'm very keen and very desirous to be there. So they tell him, well, there are many different ways of getting there. Catch the plane, catch the train, catch the crane, anything, as long as you get there. There are many ways of getting there. But this person now, he makes no effort to get there. He sits in all the wrong transport modes, the ones all that are going Cape Town, going this side. And they tell him, no, you said you want to go to Johannesburg, now why are you taking the wrong flight? So that will show that the person was not really desirous of getting there. If he was desirous, then he'll make an effort to find out how to get there quickly. So this is what is required. And it doesn't have to make a person's life boring. Nothing. It will be a very pleasant life, wonderful life. Allah Ta'ala will give such happiness inside the heart. The person will eat like a normal person eats. He will drink, he will marry, he will upbring his children. He will be jovial, he will be happy. When it's time to cry, he will cry. When it's time to laugh, he will laugh. He will not become an abnormal person. But he will enjoy every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala after that. Again, that example comes of that doll. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he was eating doll. He said, Hakim Akhtar, ye kya hai? To kaha, ye dal hai. Ka, mashallah, bahut badi ne'mat hai. And then he said, that mera Allah mujhe khila raha hai, isliye mujhe bahut maza aa raha hai is dal mein. He says, Hazrat, how can Allah Ta'ala be feeding you this doll? He says, I'm enjoying this doll because my Allah is feeding me. So he says, is haath ke peeche mujhe Allah ka haath nazar aa raha hai. Who is it that is giving me the strength to pick up this hand and bring to my mouth? If Allah paralyzes it, can you pick it up? So he says, this is what I am, that is why I'm enjoying it, because my Rabb, my Allah, my Creator, He is feeding me. So he was enjoying dal. I always say that he was enjoying the taste of biryani in dal. He says, mujhe isme biryani ka maza aa raha hai. And we today, we don't even get that enjoyment and taste of dal in our biryani because of our restlessness, because of our worries and our anxieties, because of our sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has even taken that enjoyment away. The person is eating here, but his mind is in so many different things, problems of the world. So dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bikhar rahe. There must be no thorn of ghair in my heart. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi's incident, those who listen to the majlises here, they know that Junaid Baghdadi, that woman came, she came with a niqab on, and she said that, oh Junaid, if only Allah Ta'ala had given me permission to show you my face, I would have shown that what a pretty woman I am. But in spite of that, my husband is involved with another woman. He wants to marry her. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi just listened to her and made ah, and he collapsed. Then when he gained consciousness, he said, Junaid, what happened? His khadim started asking, the woman ran away. She thought, what did she say that he passed away? So when he gained consciousness, he said, when she said that my face is so pretty, then what is it that makes my husband go and look at another woman? So at that time I thought of my beautiful Allah. Ki jab mera Allah itna pyara hai, mera Rab itna jameel hai, aur mere Rab ke itne ehsanat hai, then why should I look at any ghair? Why should my heart be on any ghair besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So they took lessons from everything. So he says, mere dil mein, there must be no ghair. Children, money, business, home, clothes, it's not ghair. Sometimes we think that this is ghairullah. Clothes are ghairullah. Business is ghairullah. Home is ghairullah. Wife is ghairullah. They're not ghairullah. They are not ghair. If the person is following Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam in that business, then that business is not ghairullah. If he's following Allah Ta'ala's hukam in his home, with his wife and with his children, then that those are not ghairullah. If he's got money which he has earned from halal sources, and his niyat also is good, that he will spend for his own maintenance and for the maintenance of the wife, and for his own needs and the needs of the wife and children, and he will give from their charities, masjid, madrasa, now that is not ghairullah. Ghair is that where the person's nafs is dormant. Where he becomes obedient to the nafs, then there is ghair. Allah Ta'ala must give us all His muhabbat and His love and His khawf to such an extent that it becomes extremely easy for us to do all that which is pleasing to Him, and extremely easy for us to give up all that which He is displeased with. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me life, health and the opportunity to continue, then tomorrow inshallah we will continue. We would like to stick to our time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept. Kal aap tashreef lane wale hain? Nahi to ye rakh lu main. Acha, jazak. And whose was this copy? Chalo, isi par majlis ho gayi. Allah ke fazl o karam se, Allah ta'ala ke ehsan ka kaise shukriya ada kare. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ جو کچھ ہم نے کہا سنا اس کو تو قبول فرما. اے اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اور تو ہمارا بن جا، اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اور تو ہمارا بن جا۔ ہم بہت ضعیف ہیں، ہم بہت کمزور ہیں، ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم گندے ہیں، نالائق ہیں۔ اے اللہ تیری ہی نعمتیں ہم تیرے خلاف استعمال کرتے ہیں۔ اے اللہ the نعمت which you have blessed us with we use for your disobedience۔ اے اللہ we are نمک حرام، but oh Allah who else is there for us، who else is there for us my Allah besides you۔ اے میرے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں۔ اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے۔ اے اللہ forgive us، forgive our parents، our wives and children، brothers and sisters and the entire ummat of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ اے اللہ forgive our major sins and minor sins، forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly، the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights۔ اے اللہ ہم سب کو صحت دے، عافیت دے، سلامتی دے، عزت دے، راحت دے، مغفرت دے، تیری معرفت دے، تیرا یقین دے، توکل دے۔ اے اللہ، اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا سچا عشق ہمیں نصیب فرما، سچی محبت ہمیں نصیب فرما۔ اے اللہ ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما۔ پورے عالم کے اندر مسلمان پریشان ہیں، ان کی پریشانیوں کو تیرے فضل و کرم سے دور فرما۔ اے اللہ فلسطین، چچنیا، بوسنیا، افغانستان، ہندوستان، کشمیر، جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما۔ مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد اور نصرت فرما۔ دشمنوں کو یا تو ہدایت دے یا ان کو عاد اور ثمود کی طریقے سے ہلاک اور برباد فرما۔ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم۔ وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين۔